Areena.
Hi, everyone. Welcome aboard All Points North. I'm your captain, Mark B. Odom, and our final destination is Finland. And we'll be flying on a wave of love, even after we land. Earlier this week, we asked our listeners and readers whether they were living here because they fell in love with a Finn. Turns out that a lot of you are. The number of comments, anecdotes, and stories that poured in were overwhelming, and if you'll indulge a bit of emotion in this reserved country, it was pretty heartwarming, too. In one way or another, most people I meet who've moved to Finland did it in the name of love. Their special Finn was so wonderful, they decided to make it their home. Most of your many, many stories echoed this, too. We heard from people who have built lives, careers, and families here. Some shared how they met their significant Finns and adjusted to life here. Others mentioned the challenges they faced. Before people actually move to a new country, they may not have considered what it's like to leave everything behind. And some may be unprepared in other ways. In my experience, moving to Finland isn't just a change of scenery, it's doing it with the difficulty setting cranked up high. To begin with, the country's cold winters are long and dark, and long-time next-door neighbors can feel like strangers. Even when it's for the love of your life, the thrill of being here can sometimes be as fleeting as a Finnish summer, and sometimes that motivates couples to seek professional help. Earlier this week, I spoke with marriage and family therapist Therese Sprinkle. About 12 years ago, Therese and her Finnish partner moved from San Francisco to Helsinki. Not long after arriving, she started a therapy practice in the capital where she helps multicultural couples work through their issues. About half of her coupled clients include one Finnish partner and one from abroad. Interestingly, one of the most common things she hears is how much the experience of moving here has the potential to change both partners.
The real challenges that they meet have to do with how their identity changes once they're here in Finland. So if they meet a partner in some other location, and even if they both thoughtfully choose to move to Finland, probably neither one of them realize how much their identity is going to change once they come to a different society. And when they come to a different society that is the home society where a person developed in their childhood, then they experience that person as a totally different person. Mm-hmm. They hold an identity that probably wasn't revealed in the other society that they were living in.
Could you give like a concrete example of how that would play out?
Yeah, lots of couples come and they each tell me the story of how they met and they fell in love with their partner, their husband or their wife or their life partner. And they came to Finland and met a totally different person inside of them. They met this Finnish person who they had never met before. They met a Finnish person who has lots of friends and connections here in Finland. They do hobbies that they didn't do in other places. They have a relationship with their family in a way that they didn't predict. And it's usually quite scary, actually, to experience their person as like a completely new person. And I have to say that, just to be fair, like, let's say the Finnish person in this example doesn't necessarily experience themselves as changing.
Right.
So they're receiving all of this feedback of, wow, you're really different. I never imagined that you would live so close to your family, but you only see them on Christmas. That's a story that I hear over and over and over again.
While we've heard about people who've already moved here for love, I met two who are still considering it. They're a couple in their early 30s who've been in a long-distance relationship for the past year and a half. Adam lives in Stockholm and Elina lives in Vantaa. He speaks Swedish and her mother tongue is Finnish. They make frequent week-long visits to their respective countries, and they're considering taking a big step. But they still haven't decided where they might end up. I spoke to them from Adam's home in Stockholm. So Adam, in his email, made it very clear that you guys are in love and want to live together, or at least at this point, you have big dreams and the world is your oyster. Even though you haven't decided, let's pretend you decide to move to Finland. Have you thought about how to make that transition a smooth one?
Yeah, I've given it some thought and I've done some research. And so I know that the actual procedure for moving to Finland would be quite straightforward in terms of obtaining residency. I think the more difficult part would be, you know, actually finding a job. And but the actual moving there, you know, now I've been there. Oh, it must be 15 times in the last year and a half or so. In terms of living there, it's not going to be a problem. It's just going to be finding a job that I think is going to be the big difficulty in the beginning. But once that's settled, it should be smooth sailing, hopefully.
I also asked them about the language difference. Adam's partner, Elina, was just as confident as he is.
No, I'm just Finnish speaking, but I understand Swedish very well. I don't speak it so well yet myself, but I understand it. So I think that is helping us when we are both in Sweden and in Finland, that you can do things in Swedish in Finland, and I then again understand the local language here in Sweden.
The promise of love. I guess it remains to be seen whether they move here, but we wish Adam and Elina all the best wherever their love takes them. Learning any new language can be difficult, but Finnish is not only linguistically unique. Many people, including me, find it rather challenging. Following that theme, we received a voice message from Debbie, who's originally from the UK. To her, learning the language is a lifelong process, even after living here with her Finnish husband for the past 40 years.
I moved to Finland and married a Finnish man in 1985. We have 4 children who speak both English and Finnish, and 5 grandchildren. The differences in culture between the UK and Finland aren't too big, so to my opinion, it wasn't so difficult to adjust. Learning Finnish, though, has been challenging, and I believe it will take a lifetime to keep improving it.
Our counselor, Therese, says language issues have the potential to pose problems and can even tear apart relationships.
Absolutely, 2 different languages, and especially over the development of the relationship. So as their lives change together, if they have children, if either one of them, you know, go deeper into career development, the difference between someone acquiring Finnish and not can sometimes mean the end of the relationship. That's something that happens to a lot of people.
There is good news, though. Therese told me, perhaps unsurprisingly, that couples with a strong foundation can power through difficult situations as a team. At the same time, results can be mixed when relationship foundations are shaky.
Most of us don't have a perfect foundation in our relationship. That's okay. You know, the rule of the road is always good enough plus a little bit of love. Relationships are usually built at a pace that is pushed by life circumstances, things that are out of our control. And sometimes that is a move to Finland.
Right.
So lots of couples are set up for what would be considered, if they were judged from the outside, you know, a really maybe difficult transition or even crisis transition. Maybe they have lifestyle changes or job crises that really kind of force them in a way into moving into Finland to give it another try, mm-hmm. you know, to make their life work out.
Right.
So that's really normal life. Lots of couples come here and they're not really expecting to live here forever, or Finland wasn't their first choice, or life happened to them. You know, that's really normal. And then they have to tackle whatever relationship issues that they have on top of adjusting to Finland. And that's often one of the main reasons couples really lose their balance when they're multicultural couples in Finland. They're struggling with multiple issues.
We also heard from Monica, who met her Finn in the U.S. when she was just 17. To her, the most difficult part of an international relationship is that half of their family is always too far away. But she had some sage advice for struggling couples.
An international relationship has many challenges. If it's possible, both should spend time in the other's country and with the other's family. It's important to respect and appreciate their family and culture. because it is a huge part of their lives. When conflict happens, one can identify where it comes from without pointing fingers at that person. An international couple must take the good parts from both sides and create an island of their own.
Some commenters mentioned they had problems with loneliness. Last year, it was reported that Finland's overall loneliness levels had grown even after the isolated years of the COVID pandemic. Our therapist, Therese, says a good way to help your partner through feelings of loneliness is by really taking care to focus on addressing the issue.
If I'm working in a therapy capacity with a couple and one of the partners is missing home a lot, really homesick, and they're extremely lonely. One of the first ways that I address that is by helping the couple notice when they're working together cooperatively in that couple unit in service to this one lonely partner. And when they're talking and cooperating and they're in service either exclusively to their relationship or they are pointing their attention to their outer selves, you know, their career, their life in general, life dreams. Does that make sense? So there's a big difference when the couple is working together as a team and they're really focused on one or the other partner.
We also heard from Elizabeth, who moved to Finland for love a few years ago. She says it was one of the best decisions of her life.
So I met my husband on Tinder. Thank you, Tinder. And moved here in 2022. Accepting to marry him and move here are the only two good decisions I've ever made in my life. I really love the culture, not the drinking part though. I love the people. They are actually very super friendly. And I love that there is no small talk. Like, small talk can be tiring. And I remember this one instance. I was like first time in the sauna, in a public sauna. And I'm there naked and this Finnish woman strikes up a conversation with me and it ends up being such a deep conversation that I actually forgot the awkwardness of chatting with a stranger naked in the sauna. So I love this place. I love the winter. I love the people. I really love being here. Thank you, Finland.
Meanwhile, Michael, an Irishman who married his Finnish wife more than half a century ago, explained that he has planted deep roots in Finland.
Well, I came here 69 summer, worked on the farm, looking out to see blonde girls, married somebody who looked like Sanna Marin. Now she's almost blonde. we've been married now for 55 years, living in Finland, I think 49 of that period, 3 children, 4 grandchildren now. Finland's been very, very good to me, gave me a university position, a lectureship first, and then a permanent post after 2 years. So it's been really a very good time here in Finland. And we've managed to put up with each other for all these 55 years. We hope we make 60, but we'll see what happens. The only downer in Finland is the Finnish winter. You know, I wish it was a bear. What a delight to turn the winter into just one single night. I don't know if this is too much, but Finland's been extremely good. We dual citizenship 2004, so I'm both countries. I'm not sure who to support in football. My brother says if I support Finland, don't come back to Ireland. But, you know, that's the way brothers are.
Just like Elizabeth, who we heard before him, Michael certainly seems to have made Finland the place he calls home. Policymakers have a technical term for that. It's called integration. And while Elizabeth and Michael make it sound easy, integration can be an abstract concept that's open to interpretation. I asked Therese about it. Can someone truly integrate, or is it just kind of that, picking out the good things and making it work?
Just from personal experience and the experience of helping other people, slow and steady definitely wins the race. Integration programs in Finland, thankfully, in the last 5-10 years have become a lot more funded and developed. It's not just language classes anymore. They're getting a little bit more pinpointed and supportive at understanding these cultural differences. But I would say it's still mostly on the person to really identify the situation that they're in. And that's true of the couples as well. Integration in Finland still really, it still really means you come to us and you fit in to our society best you can. Mm-hmm. That is the definition of integration in Finland. It's not here, we're going to show you phases of integration and steps, small steps that you can take. And here, we're going to validate these integration spaces that are sort of halfway, if you will. We will host areas where people who are mixed or multicultural families or singles or young professionals can network and mix and have cultural events together. It's not that advanced here in Finland.
I should mention that as part of its budget cuts, the Finnish government is again planning to reduce state funding for integration programs. Of course, love isn't the only thing that brings people to Finland, but I've learned that finding love once you're here can make it easier to stay. We heard from Vasilisa, who says having her own life in Finland before meeting her partner did just that.
Love didn't bring me to Finland, but it made me stay. I think it helped a lot that I had my own foundation and life in Finland before meeting him, so I was more independent. I loved Finland before meeting my boyfriend, and I love it even more after. And I think that was the key to happiness and harmony, as some of the comments under the article highlight people being homesick or having a hard time. And we have been living together here for 4 years now. I'm really happy with him and I love him a lot. He says I'm not like Finnish women, but I think we do have cultural issues. I want to believe that us being from different cultures only made it better. My life had space for Finnish culture, his family, and friends. For example, we spent all Christmas with my boyfriend's family every year.
We heard a similar story from Luda, who's from Ukraine. She came to Finland in 2022 as a war refugee. At first, she thought her stay would be temporary, but life had other plans. She met a Finnish man who gradually became her boyfriend. They moved in together about a year ago, and Luda says their bond gets stronger every day.
Culturally, there hasn't been a lot of differences in our beliefs and habits. We both have figured out that Finnish and Ukrainian cultures are somewhat quite similar, and their differences aren't that major to actually have an impact on our communication and cohabitation. I personally have never had interest in dating men specifically from Ukraine, as Ukrainian culture is still quite patriarchic, and I didn't agree with some beliefs that we still hold in our society. So dating a Finnish man from more gender equal culture was quite a relief to me. We have quite similar personalities, and not only we just always have fun with each other and are compatible domestically, in some ways we learn things from each other. Currently we learn each other's languages as well.
Finally, we got a little advice from Mick, a Brit who's been married to a Finn for 3.5 decades. He says that along with love, trusting and embracing Finland's natural beauty can lead to very good things.
By nature, we are all searching to belong, to love and to be loved in return. Apart from the obvious love connection to move to Finland, all one needs to do is trust in the natural environment, and beauty will be given to those who choose to embrace its soul.
I want to thank everyone who shared their experiences in their texts, emails, and voice messages. I regret not being able to include more of them. And thanks to our guest, marriage and family therapist, Therese Sprinkle, for her insights. If you'd like to join in the conversation, or maybe you have an idea for the show, you can reach All Points North on WhatsApp at +358 44 421 0909, or send us an email to allpointsnorth@yle.fi. Now it's time to take a look at what made news in Finland this week.
Pro
Prime Minister Petteri Orpo's government submitted a proposal to make it easier for employers to dismiss staff. If the proposal is approved, employers would be able to end employment contracts for a proper reason, rather than needing a reason that's both proper and weighty, as current law requires. In international news, PM Orpo has said he firmly supports U.S. plans for new sanctions on Russia. Orpo said that alongside the EU's latest package of sanctions, the American sanctions could have a pivotal effect in ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Russian deep cover spies are active in Finland. That's according to a former U.S. intelligence official who says Finland has become an increasingly important target for Moscow intelligence and part of a wider hybrid war. Long in decline, the country's birth rate has shown signs of improvement. Statistics Finland says 1,300 more children were born by the end of September this year compared to the first 9 months of last year. If you look up at the sky in Finland over the next dozen nights, you just might spot the comet Lemon. Local astronomy group IRSA says the phenomenon should be visible until about November 5th, weather permitting. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for something to watch on TV this weekend. Luckily enough, Yle's streaming platform Areena has Licorice Pizza, a coming-of-age dramedy set in 1973, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. His latest movie, One Battle After Another, is in theaters now, and I've been meaning to see that. After seeing his masterpiece, There Will Be Blood, I'd watch anything Anderson makes. Well, that'll be it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed your flight and hope to see you again. Today's episode of All Points North was produced and presented by me, Mark B. Odom. My production assistant was Matthew Schilke, and the audio engineer was Matthias Puhlmann. Bye-bye.